Hello and welcome everyone to our special event on third eye activation with yogic and AI technology. It's the second event in our three-part Mystery School series. And today you're going to experience two profound methods of activation. The first is an extraordinary gift from Dr. Pillai. Dr. Pillai was inspired to go to the greatest power spot in the world for spiritual evolution. It's a place that's considered the center of the universe, a sacred mountain in southern India called Mount Arunachala. And it is literally the embodiment of Lord Shiva. So at that mountain, while channeling the energy, he was inspired to record a rare energy transmission for you, not only for activating your third eye, but to activate the highest level of your consciousness, the consciousness to be the King of Kings in heaven. So I'm going to be sharing that video with all of you. And then after that, Dr. Pillai has asked Kalkidas Sidhar to join us to share his groundbreaking approach in activating your third eye using AI search, a technique that can immediately reveal insights for your life, new ideas, and help you know future happenings. So to fully participate in that segment, it's ideal if you can download ChatGPT to a device other than the device that you're using to view this program. And it's easiest just to go to the ChatGPT app on the App Store. You can sign up using your email ID and a password. And if you have any difficulties at all, you can also participate using Google search. And I'd just like to highlight that Dr. Pillai's six-month Mystery School program starting on March 9th has an intensive two-month module on activating the third eye, where Dr. Pillai will be giving ongoing advanced transmissions, which is a very rare opportunity. And I'm going to be sharing more about that later in the program. So now, let's receive the special energy transmission from Dr. Pillai.
It is divine ordination that I am doing this video clip from Tiruvannamalai. Which is the center of the universe. To have a consciousness that is beyond ego, a consciousness that identifies yourself, help you to identify yourself with God Himself, because you are God Himself. So this is about the next Mystery School program. I have given an extensive syllabus which I will follow, which I don't remember now. But what I remember is what I was told just now in this moment, which I can explain only in a few words, but not in English. But I will give the English too. Vinnalum devarkum melaya vediyane. Mannalum mannarkum maanbaagi nindraane You may not understand, the mind may not understand anything, but your soul will understand. Now I'll give you the meaning, because the mind needs to be satisfied as well. You want to be the King of Kings? The King of Kings is in heaven, but you have to have a space consciousness. And that will be produced by Vinnalum Devarkum. I can talk about it for hours and hours together. No need. Vin, the word, the sound will go and create a chemistry within you. outside of it. There will be chemistry inside, there will be chemistry outside, and then they will merge. They keep happening. It is just like, you know, there are changes happening within the body, even in the quadrillionth of a second, as found by Zawali, for which he was given the Nobel Prize. So the sounds are going to be I would use, but they're not the sounds that create language, whether it is large language or deep language, and all that belong to the mind. But the language that the Bible has, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God created everything with the Word. And that belongs to the Spirit. Real spirituality is not being poor, not being, you know, mendicant or ascetic or renunciate. True spirituality is fullness. That's what, that's exactly what the sounds meant. And the sounds will create a chemistry at the level of not only DNA, but even at the level of the nucleotides that would help you to come a fully developed individual, physically, spiritually, financially, relationship-wise, on all areas of life. And I have been divinely guided to go to Thiruvannamalai to do this for you. So I'm very happy to Lord Shiva, not only happy, but very grateful to him, that he is going to bring the knowledge to you as I have never done before in this lifetime. In another lifetime, I have done that. But in this lifetime is the best time because there is a merger of science and religion. Okay, previously there was no science, it was all spirituality. But now there is science and religion together. So what I'm going to do in this program is to develop human potential to the highest extent possible, which means physical evolution of the body into light. That's one thing. And then while your senses are still distracting you and conditioning you, they need to be fulfilled so that they will really will seek what is beyond sense fulfillment, or whether of, you know, of the eyes or ears or sex or whatever. There will be a perfect health. There should be a perfect health. And perfect health means non-physicality. Physical cannot have the health. That's why even Paul said, this corruption will not inherit the kingdom. In the wink of an eye, the body will turn into light. The same teaching, but then the methodologies are different. And that, I'm going to spend more and more time in Thiruvannamalai. And then just to do the teachings, even before I leave for the United States, I'm going to record some of these things so that I can channel the information from Lord Shiva himself. And then give it to you. If possible, I can do, as you know, the entire program, I don't know if that would be the will of Lord Shiva, but this would be a life of fulfillment, a body of fulfillment, a relationship of fulfillment, a fulfillment of your wisdom, and the destruction of pain, the destruction of diseases. And this is worth, then only we can call ourselves out. We have fully utilized this lifetime. And most importantly, and I have been teaching some of my students, senior students, time. You don't want to create time. Time doesn't exist. Kala Bhairava. So I will not only be teaching myself, but I will also be giving important teaching to my senior students who would help you to understand that time is an illusion. Einstein said that, but then he himself could not understand time on an experiential way. He said it is a persistent illusion. I know that time is an illusion, but it is a persistent illusion. We will teach you the way to get beyond the persistent illusion of time. Okay. And those are included. How you can want, you can get things in the now. Now it's not about, now is not about writing the book. Now is all about getting rid of the mind, getting rid of the illusion of time. All these things are going to be a great an opportunity for all of you. So I, you know, in the name of Lord Shiva, I invite all of you to take this opportunity and embrace your divine self and be divine. God bless.
And we're very grateful to Dr. Pillai for giving us this special gift today. And I recommend that you rewatch this video in order to nurture the unfolding of this special form of consciousness of the King of Kings in heaven. Now, Kalkidas Siddhar will be joining us to teach us Dr. Pillai's innovative technology to activate your third eye with AI search. But first, we have several special guests who are going to briefly share about the wondrous miracles and transformations in their lives that they've experienced with Dr. Pillai's teachings. So first, I'd like to invite James. He's an entrepreneur who has experienced a 360-degree change in every area of his life since finding Dr. Pillai's teachings, I believe, 18 years ago. And James, can you please share a snapshot of your life before and all the blessings in your life now? And James, you're muted.
Okay, there we go. Yes, I'd be honored to share. At the time that I met Babaji, I was being evicted from my apartment in San Diego, soon to be evicted. My meals consisted of eating ramen noodles and hot dogs and cheap bread. I really couldn't afford, you know, grocery shopping, literally. And I bring that up because everybody's talking about how expensive inflation has made things now. Over the years, I realized that my lack of financial success was due to my karma. And so my initial focus for the first 5 or 6 years was really getting rid of that karma, breaking that karma and creating new karma. In about 5 or 6 years, by 2014, 2015, I had found myself in Northern California earning over six figures, which I had never done in my life before. Found a great job, was very successful in sales. I ended up buying a condo and sold the condo and made over $400,000 in profit on that condo. I bought an apartment building, which I'm in the process of selling now and selling the note. I'm opening up two businesses, or actually reopening up one restaurant in San Francisco on Market Street, and opening up a brand new cafe in San Francisco in the Nob Hill District. And I just started a new tax lien investment company called Vail Capital Holdings. So in what I consider a very short period of time, about 15, 16 years, I've gone from barely being able to go into a grocery store and buy food to feed myself to now I can enjoy any restaurant that I choose and own several restaurants and own several businesses. So that is the success, and that is the difference between changing your karma and getting away from limited thinking and opening yourself up to the successes that Babaji has had. And I believe my recent success has contributed to my total worship of Swarnakasha Bhairavaya. So I welcome all of you to immerse yourself into Babaji's teachings and welcome, you know, the ability to change your karma and to change your life.
That's incredibly inspiring, James, and we celebrate all your blessings with you. Thank you. And now I'd like to invite our next guest, Jessica Srikantaya. She is the Academic Director and Associate Professor of Practice at the Institute for Transformational Leadership at Georgetown University. And Jessica has recently discovered Dr. Pillai's teachings. She joined Mystery School, and she's going to share about the beautiful changes that she already sees in her life. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you so much. And I'm deeply grateful to Dr. Pillai and his team of dedicated teachers and staff for making Mystery School available. I just joined in October of 2024. And in my life, despite decades of every possible approach and effort to transform myself and my material and spiritual realities, I felt stuck in some core areas that just weren't moving. So especially self-sabotage. So I saw that I would unconsciously undermine myself from reaching the very things that my heart and soul most wanted. So I was literally my own worst enemy. And it was a lifelong pattern. And now in a few short months in Mystery School, I am at last able to move straight in the direction of my true desires with inner alignment. So that's been an incredible blessing and gift. I was also in a constant state of anxiety and fear and an underlying state of panic. And now my resting at normal state is peace and calm. So another huge shift in just a few short months. And I also felt a lack of progress in all areas from finances to spirituality. And I now feel that Babaji has removed the obstacles and that is literally enabling us to change our destiny by dissolving our karma and blessing us with new timelines and potential beyond what I would even have thought I could imagine. So it's been amazing in just a short time. And I'll just share a few of the dimensions of Mystery School that I believe directly contributed to this, such as the high impact sounds that are empowered by Babaji. So even like a single simple syllable that dissolves our karma. And so like a negative thought would come up and I would just use that sound and I could feel it shattering the thought and even the structure behind it. So it was incredibly powerful. And then also direct transmissions using yogic technologies, the power of Dr. Pillai's words, when he blesses us and says something's done, I feel that in my soul, it's done. And also the very short and simple practices and meditations that make it possible to build into our lives. And the teachers give a range of additional powerful approaches. They give fire labs and chanting sessions and coaching that are incredibly supportive and helpful. And we have there's a dedicated team that makes sure that we understand everything and can apply it. So to close, I'll just mention what to me is the most precious of all, which is I knew for a long time I wanted to dissolve back into God and not exist as a separate soul. And I was told like, that doesn't exist. Souls are eternal. But when I came to Babaji, I learned that actually that does exist. It's Babaji's light body teachings. And he enables us to merge back into the omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent consciousness of God as light. So thank you, Babaji. Thank you, all the teachers, for making this possible for all of us.
And what a beautiful vision for all of us. Thank you so much, Jessica. And we have one more guest. Her name is Lalita Donatella Rebuck, and she's going to share about her recent miracle of her latest book becoming a bestseller on Amazon, number one in women's spirituality. And welcome, Lalita.
Yeah, I'm delighted to be here. Extremely happy to tell you about the Mystery School and what it has done for me and probably my family in many ways. I've been in all the Mystery Schools that Dr. Pillai taught. And first it was called the light body, and I absolutely loved it. I realized that my prior 15 years of yogic studies didn't teach me anything by comparison. Even though I went deep, I studied the Bhagavad Gita, I took courses, the Yoga Sutras, Yoga Vashishta, all these amazing teachings, but I had hit the wall, figuratively speaking. And when I met Dr. Pillai, immediately I saw changes in my intelligence, in the way I saw things, in my karma. And also I was able to reach more people because I left a job as an executive in PR to teach yoga because I loved the yogic culture and the Vedas, the Vedic culture. But I was failing. I couldn't reach enough people. I couldn't teach meditation to them. They didn't like it. They resisted. They left my classes at the time of, they took all the physical yoga. And then at the time of meditation, they left. So I was extremely frustrated. I moved to India to learn more about these teachings. I was already an expert in Ayurveda from 20 years studies and also another maybe 15 years in Vedic astrology. But I didn't see the results. I was very frustrated and, of course, restless. I didn't know, is it this, is it that? And Dr. Pillai put it all together. And every time I was blown away, the second mystery school was called Ultimate Teachings. And that I saw changes. I was seeing intuitively the divine beings that had happened very rarely to me before, even though I was kind of intuitive from yoga. You know, it's a side effect of yoga. It's a positive side effect of yoga. And then all the mystery schools, every year I would say, this is it. This is the very best because I had miracles, more success. I was able to create my own business. And I just saw every year there was more and more of what I wanted. And maybe this is not what people like, right? Once somebody told me, oh no, you have the karma of writing. I said, yes. My mother was very successful and famous in Italy. And I thought, oh no, maybe it's not the right thing. But it's very satisfying. I love writing. I become very intuitive. My third eye opens. I'm able to verbalize Babaji's teachings. Those that are public, of course, I don't disclose the secret ones. And my books have been extremely successful and everything is accelerating. So last year in May, my book, Think and Receive Miracles, was number one bestseller in the US and Australia. And it was really like, really a struggle. And I was worried all the time because I didn't see rise fast enough. So I thought I would get it. This year, immediately, is my book, the new book, which is about the goddesses. I've studied a lot of mystery school teachings with Dr. Pillai about the goddess archetype. The book rose to the top right away, as soon as it was published. So I'm seeing time accelerating, more miracles. Last year, one of the top publishers in Italy asked me to publish my book. And I'm very excited about that because it's probably the second or first even in Italy. And also I am in a movie with Dr. Joe Vitale, somebody I admire that is very spiritual. He's written 90 books. He was in the movie, The Secret. He was the star in The Secret. So all these things came to me without even asking, just by shifting my focus from my karmic thoughts to mystery school thoughts. And I'm really infinitely grateful to Dr. Pillai for changing my life. Thank you, thank you. I'm looking forward to next year.
And thank you so much, Lalitha. We love your miracles. Thank you for sharing. And now everyone, Kalkidas Siddhar is going to join us to guide us step-by-step through Dr. Pillai's technology to activate your third eye with AI search. And welcome, Kalkidas.
This is a great session. And after this empowering discussion or teaching by Dr. Pillai and the inspiring testimonials, I'm going to share with you something that Dr. Pillai has designed, a very special technique on how you can activate your third eye using AI tools, which is a very innovative concept. And you will become better at using AI tools to make a demonstration. And those of you who have you know, who can open Google or better yet, ChatGPT. If you have downloaded, then you can also do the exercise along with me, or you can do it afterwards. So let me just give you some background on how, what is the similarity between Third Eye and ChatGPT. There is a word in science which is called pluripotency. Pluripotency means an undifferentiated, like for example, we have the pluripotent stem cells in our body. And these, when we are born, these stem cells are there, and they are not, they don't have any fixed function. These stem cells can become bone cells, they can become eye cells, they can become liver cells, they can become heart cells. So they have infinite possibility of becoming anything and everything. And the Third Eye and ChatGPT are both pluripotent. This is what Dr. Pillai is. Both are pluripotent. The possible what's happening when we search for something, we are searching out of our own limited mind. What does that mean? That means that the questions that we ask, the words that we select, which is the input, which will, you know, get the output back from the AI search or from Google search, is dependent on our input. You know, garbage in, garbage out. Genius is because we want to make progress in different areas of our life. We want to use the genius in, genius out model. How do we do that? We converge the pluripotent characteristic of the ChatGPT, which is a machine intelligence, a machine genius. We merge it with our endogenous natural genius, which is our Third Eye. So I'm going to teach you a technique from Dr. Pillai, very interesting technique on how we can merge this. And you know, a few years ago, Dr. Pillai did a study. About 2,000 or 3,000 people participated in the study. We collected a lot of data. And this study was called Midbrain Assisted Search, where people who were connecting the midbrain, and at that time we were using Google, they reported that most of them got not only what they were looking for, the information they were searching for, they got even consciously searching for. See, when we search for something, it's a very mysterious process. We think, oh, something popped into my mind or a situation came up and I need to search. And let me look this up. Let me search for this. But there is a great mystery behind search. Okay, so, and especially the Third Eye, if we can get the Third Eye involved in search, you will get astronomical results. You will get AI search or Google search will not only become more productive, more creative, but you will end up activating the Third Eye. So let me give you a demonstration on how you can do this. Okay, let me share my screen. Now on your end, those of you who have ChatGPT, you may want to open ChatGPT, and I'm going to lead you through the practice. So you can see my screen here. There is this, you know, ChatGPT asking how, what can I help with? So basically this is a search bar and you ask a question. And those of you who don't have ChatGPT, you can open Google and do the same. Now, this is what we do. Think of something you want to know. Okay. Think of something you want to know. I'm going to, right now, I am getting an idea. I'm going to ask ChatGPT, how can quantum physics be applied in my daily life, right? That's, I've never thought of this before. So this is, I'm going to ask this. Now, but here is how we are going to do it. Now let's focus on the left brain. Just focus on your left brain, close your eyes. Or even if you open your eyes, that's fine. Just focus on the left brain. And as you are focusing on the left brain, the blood will rush, the oxygen will rush into the left brain because we are activating it. Right brain. Now, what is going to happen is the question in your mind may evolve. Okay, the question may change, the what will happen. You may get different questions coming to you. And now focus in between the two brains, in the third eye, in the pineal gland. And as you are focusing on the pineal gland, again, the question may change, the words may change, what you search may change, and allow it to happen. Because now, and as we raise the question from the third eye, it will carry the pluripotent, you know, which is an infinite potential to be, you know, to create. This question will arise from that domain. So now, let's type the question. Whatever question comes to you. So the question that's evolved in my mind is, how does quantum physics look at time, and how can I apply that to my daily life? See, the question evolved. It's a much more precise, clear question. And now I'm searching. So you can do that question.
Kalkidas, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but your bandwidth is having some challenges and we're having problems hearing you. Is it possible to reconnect with your phone using your data mode? And Kalkidas, do you hear me?
Okay, let me do that. 1 second. Thank you.
Okay, everyone, so sorry about the technical challenge. We're going to do that because I don't want you to miss this incredible technique. Just give him a moment to reconnect.
Am I back?
Yes, you're back.
Okay, let me share my screen again. Okay. Now, the question. Let's do the exercise again. And those of you already have it, you can do it again. You can ask another question. Focus on the left eye. Focus on the left brain. Just put your attention there. Now shift your attention to the right brain. You're activating both the brains now. And now we are going to take all the attention and focus on the pineal gland. Just focus on the middle of the two brains towards the back. Just focus attention there. And now as you are focusing attention there, here is an additional step you can do. You take the ring finger of your right hand and you can tap. Tap here. And then tap. And go up to the center of the forehead. Tap. And as you touch the center of the forehead, you're activating the third eye. Now ask the question. Whatever question comes, let it flow. Don't interpret, don't analyze. So I will ask the question now. See, I'm writing this question without thinking. I'm allowing the third eye to give me the words. I am not consciously thinking. I'm thinking through the third eye. And see, every time the question changes, because the third eye is in the now. It will never follow the past. It's always in the now, and it always come up with a better question, a better answer. So now the pluripotency of the third eye is in this question. And now AI, with its pluripotency, is going to answer the question. Okay, so I got all of this. I'm just going to read. See, I'm just going to let again my third eye tell me. So you can see AI has generated so much content. Okay, so I'm just going to read some of it because I just want to get the key concepts. So I see all this. It's talking about how the act of observation appears to retroactively determine a quantum system's past behavior. Okay, this challenges classical notions of causality and linear time. So they are saying, in a sense, how observation affects reality. Okay, so I can now I can ask a further question. Okay. Let me focus, as I'm focusing on the third eye, I let the question come. Okay. Again, it's a communication between the third eye and the AI. This is the, you can see how AI is processing so many things together. Okay. This is very interesting. Now, I was not looking for, I wasn't asking the question of how quantum physics is being used in, you know, technologies or products. But you see the first one, medical imaging, MRI scanners are using quantum. Now, I have a medical background, a biotech background. So that's interesting to me. And this is interesting to me, atomic clocks. So you see now what this will do is now my third eye is telling me, this is very good because maybe I can develop an application using quantum physics in one of these areas. I can get some interesting ideas to develop a device. Okay. So this, I was not looking for ideas to develop a device, but now this is triggering something in me. But that is because I am still focusing on my third eye. So there is a loop happening here. It's like a flywheel. You ask the question from the third eye, and you give it to ChatGPT or Perplexity or Google search, it gives you an answer. And it leads you to discover something you were not consciously thinking of. Now, what this has given me is more practical, more useful than what I was asking. I was asking a more philosophical question. But now I see, oh, quantum physics is playing such a role, like in flash memory, in cryptography. I didn't know that. In toasters. I didn't know that. So quantum physics is already being used in so many things. So why not we use it in other, like there's a lot of other applications that can be created in day-to-day life for ChatGPT or for quantum physics. So you see, this is how you can get tremendous, you can unleash great insights and creativity by merging ChatGPT or AI search with third eye. Okay. So let me see here. Let me come back here. Okay. So let me give you an explanation of how this is relevant. A few years ago, when Dr. Pillai introduced the mid-brain assisted search, I had a client who was looking for a job, and she had worked for 7 years as a graphic designer. And her problem was that she was not getting any full-time work being a graphic designer. So I told her, in your job search, you know, LinkedIn and other places, why don't you use the midbrain search? Because the search, almost everything we do nowadays, we are looking for something. You know, she was looking for a job. So I told her, and she ended up getting a job in London. And, you know, that was one of her dream cities she wanted to live and visit. Not only she got a better job in London, but then she got the visa and she got to go there, and she's so happy now. I mean, spoke to her last year. And this is just one example. Then there is somebody who was looking to buy a house. And she kept saying, you know, Toronto real estate is so expensive. I and my husband, whenever we look at it, when we see the price, we get discouraged. What should I do? I said, use this midbrain technology, which is what I'm teaching you, third eye. And this will lead you. And then she was able to get a house at a very good price within a few months. So I am just giving you, you know, like there is endless application for this. every day, take this technique. It's very simple. Focus on the left brain for 10 seconds. Focus on the right brain for 10 seconds. Then focus in between the brain. And then gently with your ring finger, just touch here. And then touch a little and then go up to the midsection here. And just feel it. And as your attention is there, you are activating the third eye. It's very sensitive. And as you activate the third eye, then go into your AI search or Google search and then type. Then the questions that you will write will be different. The words that you will put, see, each word can have many meanings based on how they are reorganized in a sentence. So the genius intelligence, the pluripotent genius intelligence of your third eye knows what to search for, which our conscious and limited frontal lobe doesn't know. Okay, so when you activate the third eye, it will know what to search for. And then AI will give you not only what you're looking for, but more than you're looking for, which will lead you into better pathways, more prosperity, more happiness, greater revelations. Okay, so this was Dr. Pillai's gift for us to really, really apply third eye in our day-to-day life. See, he said, this is the shortcut to enlightenment. Because every day people, you know, that is, you know, when he taught it the first time a few years ago, he said, people are spending hours on Google and searching online. If they just, activate their third eye, then not only they will do better at what they are searching for, but they will become enlightened. So this is enlightenment and prosperity using AI and third eye. Okay.
And fantastic and very practical. Thank you so much, Kalkidas Sidhar. And everyone, as Kalkidas said, you can use this on a daily basis, and we are here to support you. I want to let you know how you can join our Quantum Mind community here at Pillai Center and have support for all the fantastic techniques that you've learned. Dr. Pillai did a full webinar last Sunday on the abundant and super intelligent mind of God and delivered these glorious techniques on achieving the abundant mind, which is the visualization of the thousand-petaled lotus, the sounds E, La, for wealth, intelligence, and success, and the sound A to activate the entire brain. And the transmission that Dr. Pillai gave you today for the consciousness of the King of Kings in heavens, this practical technique that Kalkidas just taught you, we're here to help you put that into your life and really begin to experience the foundational differences in your life when you shift from the negative human mind to the divine power of your quantum mind. So we're going to drop a link in chat now. And that link will take you to a page that will give you three ways that you can step forward on your quantum mind journey. The first way is you can join our Quantum Mind WhatsApp community, and we'll give you access to all the video clips from the techniques that you've learned in these two events. And we'll be giving you daily tips for your practice. We'll answer questions you'll learn from your community members, and we'll keep you updated about upcoming events with Pillai Center teachers that will guide you in your practice and help you to apply those teachings to your life. You can also sign up for a personalized consultation with a program specialist who will help you map out the roadmap to your life goals and then discuss how Mystery School can support you. And for those of you that are ready to deeply immerse yourselves in the power of your quantum mind to entirely recreate your reality, we welcome you to join us for Dr. Pillai's Mystery School program starting March 9th. It is the most precious opportunity to study directly with Dr. Pillai and receive his mentorship, his guidance, his teachings, his transmissions, his empowerments. And on Third Eye Activation, he is giving an intensive module of progressive transmissions that he's never done before. And this is usually only reserved for very serious spiritual aspirants. He's going to be giving four types of Shaktipat. And Shaktipat is the transmission of spiritual power from the guru to the student. He'll be giving two-eye Shaktipat, third-eye Shaktipat, mantra Shaktipat through the ears, and then mantra Shaktipat through the tongue and nostrils. In addition to that module, there is an entire module on the abundant mind of God so that we can create abundance in our lives, just as God creates. And we'll be going deeply into the superintelligence of superhuman beings, gods, angels, and AI. So the program is very comprehensive. There are mastery workshops every weekend to help you. And we have remedies that are performed for you based on Vedic technology in India that can dissolve your limiting patterns and help you really to achieve the fullness that Dr. Pillai was talking about. So our vision for you is to have that life, which is fullness of body, fullness of mind, fullness of finances, fullness of relationship, and to have the opportunity to develop your human potential to the very highest, which is the light body. It's a 200% life, 100% spiritual and 100% material. And we invite you to our next event on quantumizing your time and finances with our Pillai Center coach, Beth Damaris. She's a specialist in helping people to timeline jump and to bring their manifestations in the now. So we welcome you to continue your quantum mind journey with us into walking into the fullness of a beautiful new life. And in closing, I would just like to show you the last part of that beautiful video that we played at the beginning of the event. And in this video, it perfectly captures how beautiful life can become with Dr. Pillai's teachings.
What is better about life now is everything.
I see myself continuing to do mystery school, to doing his meditations, to planning to do many things that I've just dreamt of all my life.
I just recommend if you have an opportunity to study with him, to take this mystery school course, that you do it.
Go for it. You know, you have nothing to lose.
The moment you sign up for it, your life will change.
I'm just so glad that I've been able to study with Dr. Pillai.
Thank you, and I aim to follow him rest of my life.